Mark. Those are great thoughts this morning, weren't they? Think about all the aspects of how important we are. And the cross is how you measure your value. We're really important to God. There's no doubt about that. We want to talk about inadequacy this morning. Okay? I'm sure all of you sometime in your life really felt like you were inadequate. And inadequacy simply means that basically you had a feeling of maybe being insufficient, you didn't have what you needed, or you're not, or what an aspect as far as your personal life is you feel really limited in your abilities and et cetera, as far as that is concerned. I heard about two deacons who were conversing over their spiritualness and how one deacon thought he was more spiritual than the other deacon, and they were kind of at odds about that. And he said, "I bet you can't quote the Lord's Prayer." The other deacon said, "Affirmative, I can quote the Lord's Prayer." "Well, I'll bet you $50 you can't quote the Lord's Prayer." "Well, I'll bet you $50 I can." "Okay, then do it." "All right, I will. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take." "Wow," said the other deacon. "I'm really surprised. I really didn't think that you could do it. Here's your $50. I assume, as I have assumed over my life, how inadequate I felt about a lot of things as far as my personal life is concerned. And many of me, as I look back, I looked at my inadequacies as enemies rather than as a friend. I'd rather look at them and look at them as something maybe that was keeping me from being really, fully what God really wanted me to be. And I was, as it was, leaning on those inadequacies in a very negative way. They were feelings that I really felt was true. And in the aspect of it, then, as I have grown, and as we all grow, we begin to realize that these inadequacies are really where some of us have really accomplished some of our greatest purposes in life. And the reason, then, is I want to show you that. Because the Apostle Paul made it very clear that when he was sent out to preach to the Gentiles the gospel, that he was inadequate. But he says, right? He says, "To one I am an aroma from death to death, to another aroma from life to life. And who is adequate for these things?" Good question. Who's adequate? Paul did not feel he was adequate. Yet Paul was a great learner. He had been taught under Gamaliel. He had great gifts and abilities. Paul acknowledged that he was yet insufficient within himself, that there was no way that in and of himself he could accomplish what God had called him to do and what God had wanted him to do as far as his life concerned. But I believe this morning, if we can, that in realizing his own personal limits, it enabled Paul to tap into the power of God. We've been talking about the power of God, haven't we? Many times we fail to take that step as we would surrender our inadequacies to God and realize that it's in our inadequacies that God shows his sufficiency, his power, and what he is able to do. Because many people use their limitations as excuses, don't we? Huh? Have, we do, seemingly. We've become more and more leaning on our inadequacies. "Well, I can't do that." Or, "I can't take that responsibility." All too frequently, we hear people giving all types of reasons why they're limited or insufficient, or why they can, and why they can't, and why they can't. And we probably hear that more than we do, "I can. I will. Through the power of God, I know I can do that." Has he not given us the Holy Spirit? Has he not given us the Holy Spirit? Is not the Holy Spirit given to us to empower us? That we could accomplish his will and his purpose. You know, and I've quoted it every sermon so far, 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God has not given us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, love, and discipline. Ephesians 3:16 says that God will grant you, are you listening? According to the riches of His glory, we preached on this last Lord's Day, to be strengthened with power through His Spirit in the inner man. To be what? Strengthened with power in the inner man. 1 Corinthians 4:20, Paul writes and says, "For the kingdom of God does not consist in words, but in power." The kingdom of God doesn't consist in words, but in power. Colossians 1:10. "To please Him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all power according to His glorious might." Strengthened with all power according to God's glorious might. God is all powerful, is He not? There is nothing that God cannot do. And if God is at work in us to accomplish His will and purpose, then God, if He calls us to whatever He calls us to do in His Word, is going to empower us and grant us the ability to glorify Him. Do we believe that? Perhaps you and I are in of ourselves don't feel, you know, that we have a lot to offer. Well, let me tell you a secret. You don't. I didn't. I felt insufficient. I just felt, why in the world do I even think that I could even stand before people someday and preach the Word and be as it was and fulfill God's purpose into my life? And I don't underestimate you or my aspect of fear. How many of you deal with fear? I mean, we all do, don't we? It's real, isn't it? But you know what I've found in the time frame of my life is that perfect love casts out all fear. And when I really perfectly love God the way I know I should, and when I really perfectly love people the way I should, it's amazing how that fear diminishes over time. It really does. Let's not underestimate the impact we all can have then if we would simply learn to lean upon God's power that He can make us sufficient to do His will. Because He can do that. We're all familiar with Paul's affirmation. I know we are. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. Y'all know that one, right? What does it say? I can do all things through Christ. What does it say? Say it. Come on. I can, put the emphasis on it, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. What are the blessings of your inadequacy? Have you ever looked at them and realized that really your inadequacy is truly where God manifests His power? That is where you're going to experience the unbelievable blessings that God will and can pour upon your life, and that you rely and begin to rely on His power, not upon yourself and your abilities, your talents, your education, or whatever it might be. It's when you totally submit to the power of God's Spirit in your inner man that you're going to find the all-sufficiency to do the will of God through Him. As Christians, our inadequacies can become the stepping stone to glorifying God. That's what I want to see today with you today, if I can. That's what I believe Paul experienced as he shared that in the context of the Scripture. So let's just look at several blessings, if I can, with you this morning that comes to you because of your inadequacies and my inadequacies, okay? I believe your inadequacies, once you recognize them, and you really want to do the will of God, is going to force you to do and come to a reality of submitting yourself to the total power of Almighty God. As long as you have your focus on you and your abilities and who you are and your intellect and your education and whoever you are, I guarantee you this, God can't use you. He won't be able to. Once you die to yourself and you no longer live for yourself, but you're living for God and you're living to do His will, then God is going to be able, if you will, to give you and empower you through His Spirit and put you on your knees and drive you to His power. God needs us to die and be driven on our knees to humble ourselves under His hand so He can exalt us in due time. As long as you have any recollection of your importance and your value and who you are and what you've learned and your knowledge and all that, and you're not dependent totally, 100%, upon the power of Almighty God, you're going to be limiting God's ability to make you sufficient to do His will. Ephesians 3 and 20, familiar passage, Ephesians 3:20, "Now to Him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that is at work within us, to Him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus and to all generations forever and ever. Amen." Now, what's significant about that? You know, we are God's creation, created in Christ. It is God who is at work in us to accomplish His will and His purpose. Once I see and I'm forced and I bring myself on my knees to allow God to empower me, who's going to receive the glory? Is whether we eat or drink or sleep or whatever, is not all glory to be given to Him in the church? Isn't it? Yeah, it is. So if we recognize our inadequacies and recognize that they can be a blessing, then they ought to force us to humble ourselves before God and allow Him to fill us with His Spirit and empower us to make us sufficient. Okay? An awareness, secondly, of our limitations can relieve us of the burden of trying to do God's will in our own strength. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 5-6. Not that we are adequate in ourselves, we read it for you this morning, to consider anything as coming from ourselves, but our adequacy is from God, who also made us adequate as servants of the new covenant. Remember that was read for you today? What does it say? Our adequacy is from where? It's from God. Our adequacy is from God. When you got married, did you really feel adequate to be a good husband, a good wife? Or did you feel inadequate? You knew that you had some things, you were limited. And how many of you have grown in your adequacy to be a good husband, a good wife? Did you really, when you had your first child, did you really feel adequate to be a father or a mother? Well, how many of you grew in understanding and being a better parent and become more and more adequate through the experience of all of that? Isn't that true? You see, inadequacy sometimes is the lack of knowledge, isn't it? When any time you start something new, don't you usually feel inadequate about it? But as you apply it and work on it and do it and do it and do it and do it, isn't it amazing how your adequacy begins to grow and you begin to grow and you become more capable, more sufficient, and more good, right? I go back and I read some of the sermons I preached in my first ministries and I wonder, to God, how in the world did the church ever grow? I still wonder sometimes. I'm certainly a different father today than I was back when I was 20, 21. My life in God and my sufficiency in God has grown unbelievable as God has been able to do that work in me and mature me and develop me and produce in me His will and His purpose more and more clearly than what I understood it when I first became a Christian. Were we not all babes at one time in Christ? Did we not all grow and mature and become more stronger and more capable in our faith and our realization of who God is and our relationship with Him? And of course, the answer to all of that is yes. God is what makes us adequate. God is the one who makes this and gives us the sufficiency to, and empowers us to do His will. It is God who does that. Not you. It's God who is at work in you. Thirdly, another blessing is that our awareness of our inadequacies allows God to maximize our potential. Did you hear what I just said? It's recognizing your inadequacies that you're going to allow God to maximize your potential. That's Paul's experience. That was his testimony. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9 through 10, Paul says these words. 2 Corinthians 12, 9 through 10, he said and was praying for God to remove from him that thorn in the flesh. You remember that? Yeah, you do. And Jesus' answer to Paul was, "My grace is sufficient for you. For power is perfected in weakness." Did you hear that? Power is perfected in weakness. "Most gladly, therefore," Paul says, "I will rather boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. For when I am weak, then I'm strong." Wow. See, if you and I don't recognize our weaknesses and whatever and realize that God is going to take our weaknesses and glorify Himself through it. He's going to take the very weaknesses that we have, and that's where He's going to really empower us and bring us and glorify Himself. Because when God is done, there'd be no doubt that it was He who did it. Right? Huh? He takes the uncomely members of our bodies, and He glorifies Himself through that part of the body that we think is very insufficient, right? Now what Paul said to the Corinthians? And it takes that uncomely member and that uncomely person, whoever it might be, which we would think is ungifted, insufficient, incapable, and God empowers that person and uses that person to His glory. So when anybody sees that person and recognizes that person, they know that that truly was a work of God. And I believe that God has done that in most of our lives to some degree. Amen? Yeah, yes. Fourthly, it acknowledges our inadequacies. Acknowledge Him allows God to receive all the glory, as I've been speaking. And spiritual people recognize the difference between the two is when it is of God or whether it is of man. I believe we are in a time frame of the church today, my personal conviction, is we've secularized the church. We're dependent more on education, doctor's degree, education, colleges, and whatever, than we are at God being able to take a fisherman and raise him up and use him to His glory. And empower him to become one of the greatest preachers that would stand up on Pentecost. Unlearned, ignorant men is who God chose to do His work. They were insufficient according to the world. And I believe we're right there today. I believe we're back in the same ball game many times, even within the leadership of the church and our colleges and whatever. I remember somebody telling me, "Bill, you shouldn't even be in the pulpit because you don't have a master's degree." I'm serious. It's crazy. When we begin to depend on man's education, man's ability, and what man is capable of doing, I believe the church has grown weaker and insufficient to do the calling that God has done, called us to do. And I believe the call of the church is to evangelize the world and preach the gospel to every man, every woman, that they can be born again and become a part of the great kingdom and have a promise of eternal life. That's our purpose. That's what He called us to do. You say, "Well, I'm not sufficient." No, you're not. But God can make you sufficient. You simply got to submit. You got to be willing. You got to humble yourself before God. Then say, just simply honor Him by saying, "God, I don't know what Your purpose and Your will is for my life, but I tell you right now, I want to be used of You and glorify You." And mean it. 2 Peter 1:3. "Seeing that His divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness through the true knowledge of Him who called us by His glory and excellent. Did you hear what it said? He's given you the power that you need to live a godly life, to live a godly life in everything that pertains to life. Jesus said, I've come you can have abundant life. He wants to make you and I sufficient that we can experience that abundant life and we can live godly before God. He powers us to do that. You know how many people I've met over my years of ministry who simply said, well, I can't stop doing what I'm doing. I guarantee you, we're all at one time were enslaved in darkness and in sin, were we not? Did you not escape the lust of the world? 2 Peter chapter 1 says, you and I have escaped. Why? Because God has granted us, given us the power to live the life He's called us to live and to live godly before Him. Why? So He can receive the glory. You see what I'm saying today? The trouble with many of us, myself in turn, any time, is I limit God. I really limit God in what He says He can do in my personal life. And I come up with all kinds of reasoning from the fleshly world why I can't do this or I can't do that. When God says, oh yes, you can if you just let me do it through you. Empower you. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. But we have this treasure in earthly vessels, so that the surpassing greatness of the power will be of God and not from ourselves. Now, we know the power is in the Word of God, right? Isn't that what I preached? Huh? God created the universe, spoke it into existence, right? He upholds everything by His Word power. One day, God's going to speak one more time, and anything that can be shaken is going to be removed. The only thing that's going to remain is the church, the kingdom of God, right? We recognize the all-sufficiency of God and His power, His omnipotence, and everything that there is that is spoken. There is nothing impossible with God. Don't put a limit on what God can do in your personal life. Don't do it. God wants to use you to His glory. Amen? He wants to exalt you. He wants people to see Him. God wants you to be a sweet-smelling aroma to your family. He wants them to be, and you to be, a sweet-smelling aroma to your neighbors. What does that mean? He wants people to see Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's what God wants. And God is able. There is nothing He's not able to do if you and I will simply humble ourselves, get on our knees, say, here am I, Lord, make me, mold me, use me. And become a vessel through which He can accomplish His purpose. I believe that's what He wants today. I believe that's what He's looking for, people, individuals, men, women, young people, who really will see how insufficient we really are in ourselves, but how we can become a powerhouse for God if we allow His Spirit to fill us. Ephesians 6 and 10, Paul concluded the book, as you know, as he said, finally, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. So you see, inadequacies can become a blessing, can't they? Can't they? To recognize our inadequacies, our insufficiency, is to come to a point where I believe I have learned to really be quiet in my own spirit. Man, all of us, everybody, somehow or other, we're so guilt-ridden because we know we're not what we ought to be, but we all know that what we can be, and that can be is only a result of you and me allowing God to take control of our heart, mind, soul, spirit, body, and make us complete. I don't get overwhelmed any longer from my inadequacies. I know I'm inadequate. Whether you believe it or not, I sit out there and my butterflies are going like wild. I never can get up and preach without knowing and feeling inadequate within myself. I pray and I pray and pray for God to help me remember what I'm going to share, what I've learned from His Word, and to do it in such a way that it will have an impact on those who hear it. That's all I can do. That's all I can do. And I just know that no matter what I and who I am and how old I get, I know that God's called me to preach. I believe He's called all of us to preach the gospel to every creature, so that he who believes and is baptized shall be saved. Zechariah 4:6 said, "Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of hosts." So maybe today, if you will, just take some time in the quiet moments of your life and into your closet, and just go there for a moment and just open up your heart and pray for God to empower you. To empower you to be the person that you know He's called you to be. He wants to give you life and give it to you abundantly.